Families are a contrary lot. Generation upon generation of solid, hard-working, worthwhile citizens happen. But after the actual time when the family baddie occurs, a real outlaw in the genealogy is the one we all like to discuss and brag about. His great-grandson, the current Jeff Smith, has spent 24 years researching Soapy. Jefferson Randolph Smith was a gentleman from a good family, as they say in the South. He grew up and headed west in the 1880s towards the lusty mining camps in Colorado and then into Denver itself. His sobriquet came about because of his confidence game, or bunco game as they called it then, of greeting trains as they came into the Denver station and selling wrapped bars of soap for a dollar with a bill inside. Those, of course, went to his Confederates, who whooped as they discovered a $5 even on $100 bill in the wrappings. Too bad about the rest of the public. He was a small, tidy man who dressed in somber clothes and was soft-spoken with beautiful manners. Soapy was also a friend to many and loathed by some. The Klondike Gold Rush happened in 1897, and Soapy headed up to Skagway. There, for reasons not completely known, he became simultaneously a benefactor of the town. He had been chosen as marshal of the 4th of July parade for 1898, and the head of a murderous gang that robbed miners. There was a shootout on the dock between Frank Reed and Smith, and both died. Skagway remains terribly fond of Soapy when the summer tourists arrive. Rather a shame that a monument to Frank Reed was raised at the time by the citizens, and Soapy's grave was unadorned. There is only one problem with this thorough biography of Smith by his great-grandson. It is too thorough. Not so many are interested in Soapy that they want to read all 605 pages, inspect the 54 photographs in depth, and refer to the 26 pages of index. To be fair, this could be of interest to those fascinated by the petty crime, crooked gambling, and bunco games in Denver, the West in general, and Skagway of the day. However, there are many, many books on the early days in Colorado and the Alaska-Yukon Gold Rush, and I don't know of any that are 605 pages. Overall, this is a book for the truly dedicated.